here on Texas Standard Time.
The Electric Reliability Council of Texas, you probably know it as ERCOT, is holding on tight to records related to last month's blackouts. You see, after the storm, news outlets put in public information requests regarding the grid operator's operations. But even though ERCOT is considered a nonprofit, the company says it doesn't have to comply with requests. Christopher Collins is associate editor at the Texas Observer, and he'll tell us the details of this story. Christopher, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Howdy. How are y'all doing today?
Doing good. I'm so glad you're with us. I understand the Observer put in two public information requests to ERCOT last month. Which records were you looking for?
Yeah, so both of these requests were fairly general, but essentially we were seeking text and email communications concerning both board members and staff leadership to sort of give us an idea of what the communications were like leading up to the storm, during the storm, and immediately after the storm, to sort of give us an impression of how they prepared, how they reacted in the moment, and then sort of, if they were discussing what could have gone better or something afterward, to give us an idea of that.
I see. And what was the immediate response from ERCOT?
Yeah, so the nonprofit sent a letter to the Attorney General's office. And when there are sort of conflicts that arise when requesting open records in Texas, the state attorney general's office is the one who sort of mediates those conflicts.
Sure.
And so they sent a letter to the AG saying, hey, we're not subject to the Texas Public Information Act. And these requests were sent to us through that act, pursuant to that act. And therefore, we shouldn't have to respond to those. We shouldn't have to comply with those requests or turn over the information that's being requested.
So in a way, they operate in sort of a gray area, right? I mean, it's an interesting place to be because ERCOT being a nonprofit, but it also kind of serves sort of a governmental function. And I'm trying to think if there are other examples of situations where nonprofits are serving sort of a governmental capacity and have had to turn in records.
You're right. It is a really unique situation. I think the last notable open records case concerning a nonprofit was a few years ago in a group, an economic development corporation called the Greater Houston Partnership.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, a requester had asked for some of the records about how they went about doing economic development. The organization said, we're not going to give you that information.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fight went to the state Supreme Court. In that case, justices eventually ruled that the Greater Houston Partnership did not have to turn over the records that were being requested. However, in doing so, they set something of a standard in that they said if a nonprofit portion or a significant portion of its funding from the public, then the public does get access to some of that organization's records. And that standard, we still have that today.
Okay.
And I think that may become important in this situation that's happening right now with ERCOT.
With ERCOT, do you imagine that the first step is litigation, or what are legal experts telling you?
It's sort of difficult to know right now. The first step is that the Attorney General needs to rule on whether this group is subject to the Texas Public Information Act. A really good open records expert I talked to, Joe Larson, has said that he feels ERCOT should be considered a public entity for the purposes of these requests. But the first step will be for the AG to determine that ERCOT is a public entity. And if so, they can make arguments as to why they should or shouldn't have to turn over specific information based on some exemptions in the law that allow you to withhold things. If requesters still don't feel like they're getting the information they need, you can file a complaint or a letter with the Attorney General's office. And then after that, it could go to the courts. But I think it's a little premature to
mm-hmm.
know
mm-hmm.
whether that's going to happen or when that might happen.
So there's going to be so much more to this story. Christopher Collins is associate editor for the Texas Observer. And Christopher, thank you.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.